Hey everybody, I'm here with Garrett Kelly. He is a captain on the speech and debate team and has been in football for several years. Just going to have a couple questions for him. How are you doing today, Garrett?
I'm doing pretty good, Cody.
Good to hear. So you've been dispatched as the captain of the speech and debate team. How's that been?
It's been pretty good. We had a bit of problem at the beginning of the year. We didn't have a coach, and it was rather difficult. However, in the end, we ended up finding a coach, and through the time period in which we didn't have a coach, me and my debate partner Nils and then the other captains Lucas and Hannah helped get us and help. We managed to make it through the year and teach the freshmen, and we are currently having a pretty good year.
So what's been the most difficult element? Was it the coach thing?
Yeah, mostly not having a coach and not really being prepared to deal with 20 or so freshmen who just joined.
So you said you and other senior members and captains have been teaching the kids on the speech and debate team. Isn't that usually the coach's job?
Usually it is. However, with a new coaching staff and without having a coach, we had to fill that position. Hmm. We also had a few senior members help us out that weren't captains.
So this year, how many kids have been joining?
I would say this year we had like 15 to 20. I don't know precise numbers.
Hmm. How do you expect your team to do this year?
I expect us to do pretty well. I'd hope to see a few people final in state, if not take first.
How did you do last year?
Last year we did okay. We had sent every single person in our team that went to districts to state, and we had a few finalists, and I think we might have had one state placer.
That's really good. So how does districts work?
Districts for speech and debate works for most events. We'll send the top two teams, first and second place if you're in a teamed event, or just first and second place individuals, to state. And for certain events, you can have myriads of like 30 or 40 individuals. In some events, you have a lot less. So in debate, you'd compete against each other until the top two teams with the best record would go to state.
What event do you do?
Personally, I do public forum and then occasionally radio or impromptu.
What does public forum entail?
Public forum entails having a one month prep with a topic, and you get to write out your cases and prepare. You have to prepare both for and against the topic, and you can, at the start of the match, you flip a coin, decide who speaks first, and then the person who decides, they can also decide whether you speak for and against something.
So this is a debate event?
Yes, this is a debate event.
Why do you enjoy it?
Because I enjoy competing with other people, and it's rather a fun and competitive environment, which I enjoy quite a bit.
So speaking of competitive environments, you also do football.
Yeah, football has been a really fun sport. It helped me keep active, and it actually built up a lot of mental and physical toughness since my seventh grade when I started playing.
So how has it been on the football team?
It's been pretty fun throughout the years. We've had a few ups and downs, but every year it's been worthwhile.
So are there any crossover sorts of skills?
As I mentioned earlier, mental and physical determination and the ability to just work through a problem, even though it seems impossible at first, or to work through exhaustion because it feels like you're just too tired to go on. Most of the time, you can actually make it through it.
So wouldn't you say both events there are sort of built on competition? You know, you do debate out of all the events in speech and debate, which is the most competitive of it, and you also do football.
Yeah, and that's just because who I am. I really enjoy competition. Competing is one of the funnest things. Even if I'm in PE, I love to compete with other people, even in a casual environment.
Hmm. So when you were on the football team, was there any sort of authority you had then? Did you help coach other students?
As a junior and senior varsity starter, I ended up teaching some freshmen and working with freshmen just as a more senior member, but I wasn't ever really a coach or a captain, but I did end up helping some freshmen get through, like figure out how to block and help give them tips on how to perform better.
Do you think that helped you when you had to assume an authority position on the speech and debate team?
I'd say all in all, it did. In honesty, going through football and having to teach someone how to block was, though a little less stressful than having to deal with the freshman speech and debate people this year, it was a nice introduction to leadership.
Why would you say that the kids on the speech and debate team are more stressful.
It would be more stressful because there's more of them, and they were more of my responsibility as compared to having actual coaches whose responsibility there were, whilst just helping out a little bit.
So on the speech and debate team with so many new people, what are some of the more popular events?
Probably the most popular event is impromptu.
And what do you do in that event?
In that event, you have 30 seconds to choose one of three prompts, and then you have to speak about it for about 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
So why do you think so many kids enjoy doing that event?
Because, first off, it's not a very complex event. You don't have to prep a lot. And then next, because it's really fun and you can give a lot of speeches, and it makes you much more spontaneous, and it actually does help with speaking in real life. So I think the spontaneous nature of it, the fact that you don't have to do much prep for it, and the fact that it'll actually benefit you, the probably one of the most out of all speaking events in later life, is what draws a lot of people to it.
Alrighty, well, thank you very much for talking with me, everyone. This has been Garrett Kelly, and talking to us about SpeechMate and football. Thank you very much. I will see you next time.